Hello, and welcome to Dirty Lazy Girl, a podcast that believes rules are made to be broken.
And you don't have to be perfect to be successful. Hello, I'm Stephanie Laska, best-selling author of the book series Dirty Lazy Keto. And this here is my best friend and dog walking partner of 8 years.
I'm Dr. Tamara Snezek, professor of sociology, but you might also call me the Dirty Lazy Consigliere, as I was the very first friend, number one, to sign up for the Dirty Lazy Facebook support group, which is now over 150,000 members, Stephanie. Woo-woo!
Woo! That's what I'm talking about.
Welcome to the Dirty Lazy Girl Podcast.
Today's show is brought to you by Audible. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/dirtylazygirl and browse the unmatched selections of audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/dirtylazygirl.
So our episode this morning is about, drum roll please, addiction.
Addiction?
Yes. Did you get your fix this morning, Stephanie?
My fix of what?
I don't know. Do you have a vice? Do you have an addiction that we need to put under the microscope?
Oh, we're going to lay it all out on the table today,
we
huh?
We are.
You know what's funny, Tamara? When I suggested that we do an episode about addiction, I remember you said you didn't have any.
No, I have none.
And I was thinking,
total denial.
Should we do an episode about denial instead?
I think that's part of keeping the addiction, is just deny that you have one.
So today's topic, definitely, we're going to talk about addiction.
Yeah. Not about, you know, super illegal stuff like crack or...
We're not? No. We're not going there?
No, we're going to keep that hidden in the closet for a while. But we're talking about the everyday addictions, and people don't claim you don't have one because I think we all do, don't you?
I'm pretty sure I do. I'm loud and proud that I definitely have lots of addictions.
Well, okay, so we're calling these commonplace addictions or everyday addictions, the things that are in your everyday life that you just can't let go of. They're like your little crutch.
My little crutch?
Yeah.
I've got some of those.
Do you? What's your crutch?
Well, where do I begin? I know you asked me earlier, did I get my fix this morning?
Yeah.
And I want to say yes.
Okay.
But I'm not going to tell you what it was until the end of the episode.
Oh, you're going to leave us all
guessing? I'm going to keep you on the lurch about my fix that I got this morning.
Well, everybody who knows me knows immediately what my morning fix is. Everybody.
What is it?
It's coffee. I am a huge coffee-holic. I mean, it's not like a minor one. Like, I get withdrawals.
It's not a minor one.
No. When I was pregnant and I had to quit, I was dying. I had a migraine for 3 days.
You're like, for 9 months.
Oh, and then the minute I stopped and then I started drinking again, they're like, wait, no, you're still breastfeeding. I'm like, what?
Excuse me? Excuse me, I need my cup of coffee.
I'm sorry, that baby's just going to be a little hyper.
She's going to get her caffeine. Please no listener emails.
I know.
She turned out just fine.
She did. Don't be judgy about breastfeeding. It already feels judged, you know, you're judged enough. But yes, coffee is, I mean, that one I'm very open about.
Well, tell me, you know, I'm sure some of our listeners out there, they heard us, you know, make a couple jokes and stuff, and then you mentioned coffee. In your opinion, what's the difference between an addiction and just a habit?
Yeah, I would say is that if it's hard to give up,
okay,
and you're dependent on it, and I have to say, I am dependent on it, like, if I don't have it, I'm really grumpy. Just ask my kids. We went on a trip, and that's another thing. Like, it's my crutch because, like, certain things, like when we travel, I'm very ritualistic. I have to have my coffee.
If you have a habit or an addiction or whatever you want to call it, if it's not hurting someone else or hurting yourself, then I feel like you should lean into it and own it. I'm going to be all crazy when I say that.
Yeah, well, why not?
Well, I don't know.
Well, we all, they serve a positive purpose as well, right?
Yes. Because
that's why everybody has one. If it's not, you know, shopping, on, you know, excessive shopping on Amazon or chewing gum, they do serve a purpose to help you deal with anxiety, maybe?
Well, see, that's the thing. It's a payoff, right?
Yeah.
And so the payoff might be different for everybody.
Yeah.
And according to what behavior they're engaging in.
Yes.
So I feel like when you're looking at a habit or an addiction, I mean, we're kind of throwing that word around provocatively.
Yeah.
But when you're looking at the behavior and if it's something that you're wanting to get to the root of, my biggest question is, what's the payoff? So let me challenge you.
Okay, with coffee?
Let's just use that because it's kind of a benign, innocent example. Yeah, like you said, you're getting in the car, you're going on a road trip, and you giggled, and you're like, oh my God, I have to have my coffee.
Yes.
Like, what's the payoff? Like, just out of curiosity, what do you think?
I would say in the car, it's anxiety about staying awake and being alert while I'm driving and keeping my kids and myself safe in the car. So it's like a little
boost. Is it just the energy? Because let's be honest, being in the car with the children is sometimes horrible. A little stressful.
Yeah, oh, they're
let's
nightmares.
Just call it, let's
they're,
be honest.
They're
here.
Little animals in
sometimes
the car.
It's a little stressful.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
we're being honest.
Yeah, it is. And also dealing with uncertainty, it gives you, like I say, crutch, but something to lean on that, okay, I have this magic pill that's going to calm me.
Yes.
And that's why I think what I take it to the class when I teach, especially like the first day of class, I walk in with a giant Starbucks.
Even though you're the professor
and
you're in charge.
And I sit it right on
the
thing.
You're a human being.
But, and I feel like, okay, it relaxes me because I'm very jittery, especially at the beginning of a lecture.
And so the payoff is it relaxes you.
Yes.
It calms you.
Yes.
It reduces your anxiety.
Yeah.
See, that is fascinating to me.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good thing.
Yeah, it is. I need those things.
I'm into that. Like, I'm all up into your coffee.
I know.
Your coffee issue. I'm going to get that for you for Christmas.
Thank you.
You know what? I think that works.
Enable me, please.
I don't feel like I'm doing anything wrong.
No.
I feel like this is a helpful thing for you.
Yes.
But if I could switch focus.
Okay.
I'm going to just give a couple of my own examples.
Yes, please do.
So I feel like we diagnosed a little bit of the coffee-ness. If that's okay.
And I get to keep my coffee.
You get to keep the coffee. For me, I know one of my challenges, I don't know if it was an addiction or a bad behavior, but for me, it's been overeating my whole life. And I've been told by other people that I eat too much. Stop, you know, put the snack away. It's almost dinner. It's not, you just had something to eat. You shouldn't need something else, or that's not a healthy snack, or, you know, it's not time. Can't you wait another hour? And so for me, I've had this like secret addiction or secret behavior where I'm just constantly munching or putting things in my mouth. I know I've told you on walks and you've laughed about, because I drive a lot for work. Mm-hmm. We're sharing about our jobs. I drive all day long and I get bored. So when I'm driving and I'm nervous or anxious about things in my day, I tend to eat. And I used to bring these giant Ziplocs of crunchy corn bran cereal with me to work and carrots. So I thought that was very healthy, like bran and
that sounds good.
And I eat it all day long.
So is that bad? Is that harmful?
Well, you know what's interesting is asking that question to myself, does it cause harm to myself or others?
Yeah.
You know, obviously no one else cared. But for myself, it was not helpful. I found for myself it was triggering a lot of blood sugar issues. For me, you know, just for me. And I would just constantly be craving more carbs and more sugars and more snacks. And it probably wasn't just limited to crunchy corn bran. Let's keep it real. I was probably reaching for a lot of other things, too, in my little lunch pail. So for me, I had to, like, intervene and figure out what should I do?
Yeah. Did you find a substitute or did you try to go cold turkey?
Because those are different techniques, right?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people say, oh, if you're dealing with, you know, like smoking, you should just go cold turkey or you should just cut it or get to the root of the issue.
Yeah.
So those are all like legitimate strategies.
Yeah, for trying to figure it out. So what did you do with yours?
Well, it was not like something I figured out overnight. But for me, I learned like the Band-Aid approach. I talk about that a lot.
Love
the Band-Aid approach.
Yeah.
But substitutions. I know when my dad quit smoking when I was a little girl, he walked around with a toothpick in his mouth constantly. And I always thought that was weird. But
my dad did too. Is that a dad thing?
I don't know. But you know what? It worked. He ended up quitting smoking. I mean, a lot of people will change behaviors.
Yeah.
And maybe they're not fixing themselves, quote-unquote, but if you can find something that gets to the root of the problem, like for me, I figured out it's the boredom.
Yeah.
it was like anxiety, like we've talked about, like stress, like getting in and out of the car, doing presentations and work and traffic. And I needed something that would help calm me down.
Is it also, I noticed with a toothpick, it's both oral fixations.
For sure.
Is there something like, and even with a coffee.
Yeah.
We have this oral fixation thing.
Well, I'm sure, definitely like the poster child for all things orally fixated. And I'm okay with that. Like, I'm owning who I am.
Yeah.
As I've gotten older, I've realized this is my personality. I have an addictive personality. Yeah. I'm all in.
Yeah.
I like to talk. I like to put candy in my mouth. I like to chew on gum.
Yeah.
I want to crunch on food.
Yeah.
And so I learned a while back that in order to not harm myself by overeating on snacks and overeating on food, to really find substitute activities that could also get help me calm down.
Yeah. A toothpick wouldn't do it for me, though.
No, I know. Well, you know, and food, I'd probably stab my mouth. Doesn't always work for me either. I mean, like I talk about gum, and that's a funny one because I feel guilty sometimes. Yeah. And then I think, why do I feel guilty? Should I have to be perfect?
No.
Why not? Yeah. See how kind you are to me, but not to yourself.
No,
we all do that, right?
Yeah, because gum, I don't know. Gum can even be positive, right? Like,
I think so.
Doesn't that help with cavities if you don't have, like, sugar gum?
Right? My dentist is constantly like, you don't have any tartar. I'm like, that's because I chew 20 pieces of sugar-free gum a day. Like, that's embarrassing.
But that's also actually helpful.
It could be. Yeah. So, should I feel guilty?
I don't think, I mean, if chewing...
And what about our listeners? What if they have, like, a, you know, a little habit that they are starting to, like, maybe feel closeted about?
Yeah. I guess you just have to take a hard look at it.
And see what, is it? Is it harming yourself?
Yeah.
Is it harming someone else? What What's the real feeling that you're trying to get? Yeah.
And some harms are harmless, you know? Like, one of the side effects of my coffee drinking is I have really bad breath, and it's embarrassing. I have really bad coffee breath.
We're getting real now, ladies.
I know.
And gentlemen, listeners.
But then I say, I can live with that.
But it's a choice you're willing to make because you've learned it helps calm you down.
It does help calm me down.
Yeah.
And So I guess you have to decide even, so the first question is, do I even need to stop? Is this a helpful thing? And is stopping going to make me worse than I was?
I totally agree with you. I think that when you feel guilty and ashamed of your behavior and you feel like you have to stop, like, for example, when I was a little girl and people would say, you know, you have to wait till dinner, you shouldn't be wanting to eat so much, that made me feel horrible about myself to the point where then I would do other things that were not self-love.
Yes.
So for me, I've learned I don't really care if it's 10 minutes to dinner. If I'm hungry, I might start chewing on celery. That's cool. Why not? I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Like, give me more gum. Body. Give me the gum.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe not the crunchy corn brand, the entire box.
Yeah. But that's okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about, okay, if you decide, okay, I have this habit, and you take a hard look and say, is it really harmful? Like, try to be honest with yourself. Is it harmful? And you decide, maybe I should get rid of this habit, or what should we, do you have suggestions for what we might be able to do? Like, so what can they do?
If a person is saying, you know what, this habit, whatever, it might be harming me in some way, whether it's a little bit or a lot, and they're feeling like they want to make some changes.
Yeah.
But it's your decision if you want to make those changes. First, I like your suggestion about maybe cutting back.
Yeah, just reducing.
Cutting back. People say all the time, oh, you know, I want to drink less or drink less wine. Well, What does that mean to you? Instead of having 3 glasses of wine, maybe have 1.
Right.
Is that okay?
Yeah. I why not?
Why not?
Give it a try and see what happens.
Life doesn't have to be all or nothing.
Right. Like especially if it's some issue where you're shopping too much or you're on your social media or you're
Good
on
one.
Your phone too much.
How much is too much?
Yeah.
For you. No one else, but for you.
Right. Because to be honest with you, going cold turkey is, I hate it. It's terrible. Some people need to do that. Like, I have a friend who can only do cold turkey. They can't just reduce it. They can't stop themselves, so they have to go cold turkey. But try it. Like, you know,
you got to know yourself, right? Because some people like me, I can't just cut back on cookies. Yeah. I need to cut all cookies.
Yeah.
There is no cookie that I can have one of.
Yeah.
But other people could.
Yeah.
They could say, I'm going to have cookies, but just maybe a couple. Yeah. So knowing yourself,
yes,
our dirty, lazy girl fans, yes, is the most important part of adjusting your lifestyle, yes, and improving your own habits.
Yes, yes.
Doing what works for you, not what, yes, other people tell you you have to do. I mean, changing your environment certainly helps. Yeah. I know, like, smokers talk about this all the time, yeah, where if you change, like, the people you're hanging out with, yeah, or the activities or even your routine, yeah, that can definitely improve your chances about changing a undesirable behavior.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So finding people that aren't friends that aren't smokers.
Yeah. Or whatever the habit,
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
Changing it up.
And as a suggestion that I gave before, but I think it applies here too, is to maybe enlist your friends.
Yeah.
You know, get some kind of support.
Professional support, yeah, or just peer group. Check in with, yeah, each other. Hey, yeah, I'm going to stop doing X, biting my nails.
Yeah.
If you see me do it, can you call me on it?
Yeah,
that simple would be, things, right?
Yeah, yeah, and that helps a lot too. Or as what was that? I don't know what celebrity it was and what habit they were trying to break. I think it was to lose weight. But so if their friends caught them eating some or gaining weight, he had to contribute so much money to, like, the KKK. So I'm like,
some, like, yeah, horrible institution, yeah, yeah, that would make, like, them sick.
So I guess maybe, ooh, that's make funny, make a negative or a positive consequence. Ooh, for, I like that, you know, one.
That's,
like,
funny.
Yeah.
That's like if you swear, you know, if you're, yeah, trying to quit swearing, of course.
Yeah.
And then, like, someone hears you, then you have to put money in the, yeah, jar.
The swear jar.
The swear jar.
Oh, my God.
Know. Oh, that's funny.
I'd have a big
you'd
account.
Have a big old jar. Yeah. We'd have a $1 million savings,
yeah, we would,
plan.
Wouldn't we?
For me, another thing that helps is to celebrate my accomplishments.
Yeah.
You know, as I was losing 140 pounds, something, yeah, I did to motivate myself and reinforce the positive behaviors was just to have little prizes along the way,
yeah,
and to really make a big deal out of all the little things. Yeah. Like, oh my gosh, I went to the movies and I didn't order popcorn because I'm addicted to popcorn.
Yeah.
For me, it is a horrible addiction, yeah, that I would eat like 10 buckets of. So,
yeah,
I had to go cold turkey, celebrate success, yeah, change the environment, like all of these things.
Yeah. Like, you can't, I mean, you could stop going to the movies, but.
And I, ooh, did.
Oh, you did?
For a long time, you until did? I developed some other strategies.
Wow. So you stopped going to the movies, but then now you use a substitute.
I bring my celery, olives, pickles,
yeah,
granola bar,
all
like 58
stuff,
other snacks in my very, very large purse.
Because Steffi likes the snacks.
Because I like my snacks. And it makes me, yeah, relaxed.
Yeah.
And so does gum chewing. But, you know, I'm not just relying on the substitute thing. I, yeah, think it's important that, like we talked about, what's, yeah, the root of the issue? Like, yeah, you said, calming down,
yeah,
with the coffee. So, yeah, I've learned other things. Like, I listen to music in the car. I'll, yeah, talk to a friend using, yeah, my headset or a podcast. You know, breathing more, taking, yeah, more time for myself throughout the day and taking breaks.
Yeah. And even acknowledging, like, just saying out loud, okay, this is anxiety.
Yep. Calling it what it is.
Yeah. It's just being mindful that, okay, I know what this is and I'm feeling it.
That is okay. Probably my hardest one, Tamara. I know
that
you're the best at this one.
I know. I see it.
She's trying to teach me.
No, because I suck at it. I suck at it,
no,
too.
No, you don't. You're really good at it.
No,
you really are. I hear your voice in my head sometimes where I'm like reaching for my ninth pack of gum and I'll be like,
Stephanie,
oh, Tamara would tell me to take a break right now. And it's true. I, yeah, learned from you and I appreciate that because,
yeah,
it's not just about like putting the cigarettes down or not having, yeah, another glass of wine. It's about identifying
anxiety,
the feeling.
Yeah.
Or sadness or loneliness
whatever,
or boredom or whatever the,
yeah,
emotion is. Anger. Feeling the stress.
Yeah.
Let yourself feel the emotion.
Yeah. Because you're doing that for a reason. Your body... And not to be judgy of yourself for doing it. I mean, one thing I love about your approach and this topic is it's saying, we're not going to judge you for it. It might even be a healthy, good thing that you have these habits that get you through the day. Because you know what? We're all just trying to survive. We're just trying to get through our day and keep our emotions in check. And honestly, you know, these little habits help.
That's the
I
truth.
I don't know. I just, so don't be so judgy is another thing.
Don't be so judgy.
Yeah.
Listeners, I want to close this episode by saying, don't stop fighting for yourself. I believe in you. We're, aww, here for you. We want to support you in your journey.
Yes.
All the dirty, lazy girls out there, we appreciate that you're listening and that, you know, you're part of this conversation too.
Yes.
We're trying to figure this out just as much as you are, and we hope to hear your feedback.
Yes, we do. Well, we haven't given our hacks.
Okay. Let's go.
We talked about a lot of solutions. Okay.
Here, let me hear your hack.
Well, we've kind of alluded to this, but I'll just make it my hack, which,
okay,
is out of sight, out of mind. It's for the, and this doesn't apply to all things, right? Because for me, the potato chips, if they're out, if I don't buy them, I won't snarf the whole bag down, which is what I do when they're around. So if you're addicted to Candy Crush on your phone, delete it off. Just get it off so you don't see it, or hide it in your whatever folder in your phone or whatever. But that doesn't work for everyone.
I like it. I'm going to give that a try. I'm going to throw away the gum.
Oh, you don't.
Just kidding. I'm not throwing away the gum.
You like that. Your dentist will be mad.
I did go off gum for like a good, 2 years. Oh. And then it came back, honestly, when I've been writing a couple of books. And it's very stressful and overwhelming. Yeah. And that was something I caught myself wanting to reach for food, like high-carb snacks like I used to. And I was like, oh, no. We're not doing that. And so something that helped me was the gum, and I'm allowing that back in my life.
Why not?
Why not?
I mean, if it becomes a problem, then you can address it then, but...
For now, I'm good.
Yeah.
So my hack, Tamara, and to all of our listeners, is you don't have to fix yourself.
Awesome.
I'm giving you permission to love yourself how you are right now. If your habits aren't harming anyone... And you're just hearing chatter from, like, your husband, your boyfriend, your mother-in-law.
Yeah.
It's saying, oh, you should do that. Or, oh, my gosh, you shouldn't be doing this so much. Yeah. Really? Maybe not. Maybe it's okay. Yeah. Be you.
Yeah. And even if you have a habit that you want to get rid of, it's okay. You're not a bad person.
We all have them.
No. You're surviving the best way you know how.
And so are you curious what I did this morning?
Yeah. Oh, no.
I didn't want to forget.
Yeah. What did you do?
I'm very proud of myself. I've been committing to try to feel better and relax. Mm-hmm. And so I went and did yoga at the gym.
Oh, good for you. I'm jealous.
So I got my fix by treating myself to reduce stress by doing yoga.
And it helps, doesn't it?
It is amazing.
You never really regret it afterwards.
I've never, ever regretted a workout.
Yeah.
But I've always regretted not working
out. Yeah. Oh, what a good thing. And that might help my coffee drinking, too.
That might, too.
Just do a nice stretch.
And that's it for today's episode, friends.
Well, we need your feedback, though. So, what's your addiction, listener? And how are you dealing with it? We want to know.
Send us an email, stephanie@dirtylazyketo.com. Listeners, feel free to reach out and connect with us. You can follow me on Instagram @140lost. That's @140lost or @dirtylazyketo. Also, we'd like to close with a note to our sponsor. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/dirtylazygirl. Again, that's audibletrial.com/dirtylazygirl for your free audiobook. And your support helps sponsor our podcast and keep the lights on. So thank you.
Thanks for joining us on another Dirty Lazy Girl podcast.
Be sure to subscribe and then tell a friend. You can help other Dirty Lazy Girls join in our conversation by rating and reviewing our podcast wherever you're currently listening to your podcasts.
You can get in touch with us on the website dirtylazyketo.com or email us at stephanie@dirtylazyketo.com. Until next time, I'm Tamara Sneezik.
And I'm Stephanie Laska.
Go forth and live your best Dirty Lazy Girl life.
And remember, you don't have to be perfect to be successful. Until next week.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye.